最近评论区
Recently in the comment section
好多朋友问我
Many friends ask me
十块钱之内哪些啤酒能喝
Which beers can be drunk for less than 10 yuan
主播能够推荐一下
Host can you recommend
我就一个普通老百姓为了
I'm just an ordinary person and I can afford it
我也喝不起
I can't drink either.
好
Okay.
我今天一个视频。
I saw a video today.
我给你讲清楚。
I'll explain it to you.
我一般推荐酒有这么几个原则。
I generally recommend wines based on these principles.
第一。
First.
一定要分风格推荐。
Please provide recommendations based on style.
第二。啤酒一定是大厂嫡系。
The second beer is definitely from a big brewery.
第三。
Third.
啤酒配料当中。
Ingredients for beer.
如果有啤酒专用糖浆。
If there is beer specific syrup.
我是不喝的。
I don't drink.
第四。
Fourth.
不知名。
No.
我不了解的酒厂。
I don't know the winery.
我不推荐。
I don't recommend it.
我也不喝。
I don't drink.
第五。
Fifth.
酒精度低于四度。
Alcohol content below 4 degrees.
我基本不喝。
I don't drink much.
特殊情况除外。
Except for special circumstances.
比如说像百威的经典。
For example, like Budweiser's classic.
可以。按照这五个原则
These 5 principles can be followed
我会给大家这样推荐
I will recommend it to you like this
按照风格来分类
Categorize by style
我们先说拉格
Let's start with lager
我推荐的拉格又分为两个派别
I recommend 2 factions of the lager
一种是什么
What is it?
一种是含有大米或者说一些玉米淀粉之类。
One is made with rice or cornstarch.
另一种是配料表干净。
Another option is to have a clean ingredient list.
只有水麦芽。
Only water and wheat flour.
皮花。
Ops.
酵母的。
East.
我们先说大米类的。第一个。首选
Let's start with the first preferred type of rice.
青岛啤酒二厂经典原麦汁浓度十度
Kingdell Beer Factory's classic original wort has a concentration of 10 degrees.
酒精度4.0度
Alcohol content of 4.0 degrees.
价格呢在六块钱左右
The price is around $6.
第二个就是青岛啤酒一厂的1903，酒精度4.0。
The second one is Kingdell Brewery Factory One with an alcohol content of 4.0%.
原麦汁浓度10度。
Original wheat 10 concentrations.
价格在7块钱左右。
Around 7 yuan.
二厂跟一厂的区别。
The difference between Factory 2 and Factory 1
我之前讲了好多次
I have mentioned this before
首先二厂它更清爽
First, the second factory is more refreshing
更干净
Cleaner
它的纯甜感更好
It has a pure sweetness
一厂1903它因为是什么呢
What is 1903?
麦芽的比例含量比较高
The proportion of malt is relatively high.
所以说它麦香浓郁。
Therefore, it has a rich aroma.
然后有淡淡的面包香。
Then there was a faint smell of bread.
还有谷物的香气。
There is the scent of grains.
酒体的醇厚度比二厂要。
The body of the wine is very important, especially in the first and second levels.
4.3 度
4.3 degrees
青岛啤酒的大白金
Singtel Beer's White Gold
青岛啤酒的 小东京
Kingdao's Little Tokyo
4.7 度的青岛啤酒的奥古特
4.7 degrees of Tsingtao beers August
青岛啤酒的老青岛
Old Kingdao beer
除了青岛啤酒
Besides Tsingtao beer
还有百威 3.7 度的百威经典
And there's also the 3.7% ABV Budweiser.
这个也没有问题。
This is fine.
我喝过，虽然说它低于四度。
I have tried it, although it says it's below 4 degrees.
但是它酒体，我认为是在酒体的细节处理上。
However, I think that the most important thing is to pay attention to the details of the body.
包括它酒体的细腻程度
including the delicacy of its body
还有它麦香的浓郁度
and its rich aroma of wheat
在这么低的酒精度
at such a low blood alcohol level
这么低的原麦汁浓度下
under such low original white matter concentration
能够表达得非常清晰
can be expressed very clearly
而且酒体非常绽放
And the sphere is very vibrant.
我是比较推荐的，雪花的老雪4.7度的。
I recommend the old snow 4.7 degree.
这个我觉得性价比也是非常高的。
I think the value for money is also very high.
它呢有淡淡的那个烤面包的香气。
It has a faint aroma of baked bread.
是我比较喜欢它有点什么有点七连一番炸的影子
I like it because it has a bit of a 7-in-1 feel
但是它的麦香浓郁程度不如七连一番炸
However, the aroma of its wheat is not as intense as that of 7-layered fried chicken
有朋友说了
A friend said
主播你不喝四度以下的啤酒
Host You don't drink beer below 4 degrees.
但是我是新手。
But I am a beginner.
或者说我兜里喝酒。
Or I'm drinking in my pocket.
我只能喝个3块钱左右的酒。
I can only afford to drink a few cups of beer that cost around 3 yuan.
我够不到你说的上面的啤酒。
I can't reach the beer you're talking about.
那好了。
Okay.
如果说我们退而求其次必须要选四度以下的啤酒
If we have to choose 4 or fewer beers
那我推荐的是什么
What do you recommend?
燕京U8这个是我推荐的
Yanking U8 This is my recommendation
含大米的
Includes rice
除了国产
Besides domestic products
我们还有进口的
We still have imported ones
硬大米最多的就是日本的啤酒。
After all, the most rice is used in Japanese beer.
比如说日本的朝日啤酒，它的新口。
For example, Japanese Asahi beer is very hardworking.
也不到10块钱。
Less than 10 yuan.
但是它的口感，我觉得也是非常不错的。
However, I think its texture is also very good.
尤其它特别的干。
Especially, it is very dry.
喝完了以后就是更干爽。
After drinking, it becomes even drier.
没有那种拖泥带水的感觉。
No feeling of being dragged along.
朝日呢，它用的是玉米淀粉。
What is it made of? It uses cornstarch.
也是为了提高它的糖化比率。
Also to improve its sugar content ratio.
提高酒精度。
Increase alcohol content.
那么酒精度4.8度。
So, the alcohol content is 4.8 degrees.
可能一些入门的酒友。
Some beginners in the world of wine.
我是不建议刚开始就喝这个度数的。
I don't recommend drinking this amount of alcohol when you are just starting out.
可能你喝完了以后。
Maybe after you finish drinking.
你觉得口味稍微有点正
I think the taste is pretty good
而且它的苦度略微也高一点
And its bitterness is slightly higher
来说完了这个含大米
That's all for this rice dish.
还有含玉米淀粉的啤酒。
There are also beers contain corn starch.
我们再说一下配料表干净的啤酒。
Let's talk about the beer with cleaner ingredients.
如果让我推荐
If I were to recommend,
我首先推荐的就是喜力。
My first recommendation is Red Bull.
喜力呢，一共有两款。
There are two types of Hilly.
一款入门款的 4.0 度的喜力星银。
A beginner-friendly 4.0 degree Highland Star Chard.
另一款是王者中的王者。
Another one is the King of the Kings.
喜力的经典。
A classic from the world of happiness.
也是我的绝对口粮之一。
It is also one of my absolute favorites.
这个酒如果让我在整个我的口粮酒，是我们的羹业啤酒当中。
If this wine were to be compared with all the other beers in our industrial brewery,
我去推荐，喜力的经典一定是排第一位的。
I would recommend that the classic of Lehigh be ranked first.
为什么
？Why?
第一
，First,
它的历史比较悠久。
It has a long history.
它1873年就有了这个喜力经典。
It has been a classic since 1873. Second, it belongs to the middle of the P2. I think the most cost-effective beer is
它的价格，包括它的历史。
Its price includes its history.
包括它的口感。
Including its texture.
包括它的醇厚度
including its alcohol content,
细腻度
viscosity,
它的苦度属于中上，一般的新酒友可能觉得会苦
its bitterness belongs to the general new wine and may feel bitter,
但对一些老酒友慢慢的也能接受
but it can also be gradually accepted by some old wine enthusiasts.
你可以做个实验
you can do an experiment.
你喝完了喜力经典之后
，After you finish drinking the classic version of Lipton，
你再去喝一些大众水平
，Go and drink some common，
你会感觉到确实它是要高一个段位的。
You can feel that he really wants to have more power。
第二个就是麒麟的一番大
，The second is the big move of the Karen。
这个啤酒也是我的口粮酒之一。
This beer is also one of my staple beers.
它，我感觉比起喜力来说
，I feel that compared to the Joy-Con controller,
我感觉它收口更干一点。
I feel he's more dry.
它是用的头道麦汁。
He used the head meridian needle.
如果说你感觉到它的这些度数还是有点低。
If you feel that these degrees are still a bit low,
那你可以进阶一下，像德式的一些版本。
Then you can advance to some German versions, such as the German version.
比如说，你可以买到一些临期的德式的皮尔芬或者捷克的皮尔芬。
For example, you can buy some German Pilsen or Czech Pilsen that are brewed in succession.
比如说，像百德福。
For example, like Bayer.
比如说像什么沃斯坦了，连毕特伯格了。
For example, like a Stammler by Eichberg.
这些你都会买到一些啊，临期的。
You will definitely buy some of these.
或者说接近十元价位的一些。
Or some that are around $10.
说完拉格。
Blank.
那么我第二个推荐的就是德式小麦。
So, the second recommendation is German wheat.
德式小麦首选的国内一定是青岛白啤。
Dashi's preferred domestic wheat is Qingdao White.
青岛白啤。
Qingdao brand leather.
你可以作为一个白啤的一个参照物。
You can be a reference point for someone who is white.
一款啤酒。
A beer.
如果说你拿捏不了。
If you can't grasp it,
你不知道它到底是好小麦还是不好的。
You don't know whether he is good or bad wheat.
那你先买一瓶青岛白啤。
And buy a bottle of Tsingtao beer.
你去跟他去做一个对比。
Go and do a comparison with him.
如果说水瓶包括它的醇厚度。
If we say that the level includes its thickness.
细腻度。
Detail.
包括它的一些干净程度。
Including its clean discharge.
能够达到青岛啤酒的水平。
To achieve the level of Seven Islands beer.
那这个啤酒还是能喝的。
So this beer is still drinkable.
如果说低于它。
If it's below it.
你就不建议去喝了。
I don't recommend drinking.
比青岛啤酒如果说再稍微醇厚度高一点的。
If it's a little more alcoholic than Tsingtao beer.
我感觉你可以尝试一下双合盛。
I think you should try Shunsheng.
前些日子我也测评了一下。
A few days ago, I also reviewed it.
这个酒真的高级程度也不错。
This wine is really of a high quality.
在这个价位来说。
In this price range,
我觉得还是蛮好的。
I think it's pretty good.
可以喝。德式小麦。
Can drink a lot.
我们还有一个品牌不得不推荐。
We also have another brand to recommend.
但是这个价格就是两块五。
But the price is 2.5.
这个价格或者三块钱左右。
The price is around $3.
这个价格，我们的胖东来这款啤酒我测过，也还行。
At this price, the fat boy can afford this beer. I've tried it, and it's okay.
不错，
Okay, well.
可以去喝。
You can go and drink.
没有问题的。
No problem.
在五块钱左右。
Around 5 yuan.
这个价位。
At this price.
那么我刚才说的这三款都没问题。
So, the three I mentioned earlier are all fine.
两三块钱的这个的胖东来五块钱左右。
2 to 3, or around 5 yuan for the fat Donglai.
我们的青岛白啤双合盛，安壶10元之内。
Our Qingdao White Pepper Double Happiness within 10 yuan.
其实你已经可以买到一些进口的一些好的品牌。
Actually, you can already buy some imported good brands.
比如说宝莱纳。
For example, Monaller.
比如说像克隆巴赫了。
For example, like Kleenex.
我平常喝的德式小麦。
The wheat beer I usually drink.
我还有一款是要给大家特别推荐的，就是白帝王的德式小麦。
I also have a wine called Bai Dai Wang that I would like to recommend specially. It's made from wheat.
我感觉它的高级感是非常好的。
I feel that its sophistication is very good.
它除了那种烤面包。
It's not just that kind of bread.
那种面包香。
That bread box.
那种面团的那种香气。
The aroma of that dough.
这个酒气。
A drink is brewing.
而且它醇厚感是比我刚才说的这两个品牌是要厚的。
And the thickness he's talking about is thicker than what I just mentioned.
而且它有一种淡淡的那种蜂蜜的那个感觉。
And he has subtle, honey-like feeling.
我很舒服。
I am very comfortable.
而且他这个酒喝完了以后。
And after he finished drinking, I'm...
没有那种口腻的感觉。
There's no sticky feeling.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
不像好多的德式小麦。
Not like a lot of wheat.
喝完了就是腻口的那种感觉。
The feeling of being sticky after finishing it.
同样，如果说幸运
，If it's luck,
有的时候你也可以去买一些临期的。
Sometimes you can also buy some expired ones.
比这个。段位稍微高一点的
，a little higher than this level，
像爱丁格
，like a love song，
像这个弗林伯格
，like this Fulberg，
有的时候你像什么豪尔特
，sometimes you're like Holt，
包括维森也能买到一些临期的这种产品
，including products containing small amounts of zinc that can be purchased by Weissen。
那么问题来了。
So the question is,
十元之内还有其他的风格吗？
Are there other styles available for under 10 yuan?
还有精酿吗？
Are there any craft beers?
十元之内没有精酿。
Under 10 yuan, there is no surprise.
我很负责任告诉你。
I'm responsible for telling you.
十元之内没有精酿啤酒。
Under 10 yuan, there is no craft beer.
说这话的时候，
When he said this,
好多同志们可能就不服气了。
Many comrades may be dissatisfied.
你看我前段时间我花了十几块钱买了一个一升装的。
I bought a 1-liter bottle for about 10 yuan last time.
人家写的精酿原浆，某某某精酿原浆，喝的酒体也很醇厚。
The original draft of a certain brand is written as being very rich.
比水啤喝起来感觉也是有高级感的。
The water you drink tastes very high-end.
哥们儿。
Hey?
我跟你说个实话。
I'm telling you the truth.
这种酒我一般情况下我是不敢喝的。
I usually don't drink this kind of wine.
我只要看到精酿原浆四个大字的时候。
As soon as I see the four words cure sick.
一般情况下我是不敢碰的。
Normally, I wouldn't touch it.
我管不了别人。
I can't control others.
我也可以很负责任地告诉你。
I can also tell you responsibly.
它就是个普通的原浆啤酒。
He is just an ordinary craft beer.
它不是什么精酿。
He is not an experience.
如果说想十块钱去买个什么 IPA, 想买个石头，有没有？有。
If you want to buy something for 10 years and it costs 10 yuan.
但是一定是在这个大众领域当中。
But definitely within this mainstream area.
它肯定是不常见的。
He is definitely an unusual one.
如果说你非得十块钱去买个什么 IP,
If you absolutely have to buy something for 10 cents,
可以买个什么石头?
What kind of Seth?
我买个什么修道院?
What kind of monastery to buy?
他有没有?也有。
Does he have one too?
如果说是你常见的一些大的品牌,
If it's some of the big brands you often see,
他只是临期了。
He's just in the final stage of his studies.
能买吗？
Can I buy it?
一定能买。
Sure, I can buy it.
但是如果说是一些不知名的品牌。
However, if it's some unknown brands.
而且日期很新鲜。
And the date is very recent.
卖的又很便宜。
It's also very cheap.
我建议你不要入手。其他风格。
I suggest you don't gather styles.
即便是有，他一定是入门当中的入门。
Even if he is a beginner, it's still not easy.
比如说，像健力士也是个石头。
For example, like the real stone.
这个酒好不好？
Is this wine good?
好，也不错。
Not bad.
他也不到十块钱，能喝。
He can't afford to drink for less than 10 yuan.
但是像这种品牌。
However, brands like this.
我觉得还是我碰到的很少。行了。
I think it's rare to encounter someone like me.
说到这么多。
After all that.
总结一下。
In summary.
就你十块钱之内。
For less than $10.
你就按照我跟你说的这几款就可以。
Just follow the few models I told you about.
那我就这样。
Then I'll just be like this.
我就不用说。
I don't need to say.
我去总结了。
I have summarized it.
我就说我自己，我的口粮酒拉格只有青岛啤酒的1903系列的经典。
I said my own food and drink are only Tsingtao beers 1903, a classic.
七连的一番仗
The 7-day account
偶尔我也会喝个百威的经典
Sometimes I also drink a classic Budweiser
我不会拒绝
I won't refuse
为什么呢
Why?
大众聚会这种啤酒它可以畅饮
This type of beer can be used for gatherings and parties which is a good business opportunity
他不会在我们的局儿当中显得你去喝个精酿。
He won't go to our place and more to drink craft beer.
显得格格不入，是吧？
It seems out of place, doesn't it?
自己喝的。
My own.
我还是自己选择喝点稍微好点的。
I still prefer to choose a slightly better one myself.
我是酷爱 IPA, 石头。
I love IP stones.
我只能喝这种甜石头。
I can only drink this kind of pre-stone.
其他的我很少接触。
I rarely come into contact with other versions of myself.
你像酸啤了什么的，猎奇思想。
You have a strange and morbid fascination with things like rotting skin.
偶尔尝尝就可以。
It's okay to occasionally try it.
什么蓝比克？
What is a lime?
什么古斯？
What is Gus?
海盐。
Vault.
柏林。
Berlin.
酸小麦。
Sour wheat.
各种酸艾尔。
Various acids.
喝过吗？
Have you ever tried it?
各种风格都尝试过。
I've tried all kinds of styles.
喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
一点不喜欢。
I don't like it.
修道院啤酒偶尔可以尝尝啊。
Occasionally, you can try the beer from the monastery.
他不能畅饮。
He can't drink freely.
我酒量不行。
I don't have a good alcohol tolerance.
我喝不了。
I can't drink.
那么高度数的，再往上的咱就更不用说了。
And as the degree increases, we don't need to say anything more.
什么过桶的这些啤酒，基本都是烈性酒。
These beers from the over-the-top brand are mostly strong.
所以说，喝的很少。
Therefore, I drink very little.
偶尔尝尝，尝尝它的口感，解解馋。
Occasionally, taste it to satisfy your cravings.
很好。总结还是那句话
The same thing as always
十元之内
Under 10 yuan
拉格小麦
Lag wheat
其他的尽量不要考虑
Other things please don't consider
还有什么想喝的
What else would you like to drink
评论区告诉我
Tell me in the comments